Ever feel like things get lost in translation when you're trying to explain something?
You mean like playing a game of telephone?
Exactly. And you know, it's like you wish there was a better way to share what you know without, you know, things getting muddled.
Right, like a foolproof way to just get everyone on the same page.
Well, we've been checking out this platform, Watch and Learn, and it seems like it could be a real game changer for that.
Oh, yeah. What's got you so intrigued?
It's not just your average screen recording tool, you see. It's like they took screen recording and then said, how can we make this way more interactive and engaging?
Interesting. I'm always a bit skeptical of those claims, but I'm curious to hear more.
So, from what we've gathered, it seems like they've really zeroed in on the user experience. Like, you can get up and running in no time, download a Chrome extension, sign up, boom, you're ready to record.
Okay, ease of use is definitely a plus. No one wants to waste time wrestling with clunky software. But what else sets it apart? There are a ton of screen recording tools out there these days.
That's true, but this one goes beyond just recording. It's like this whole ecosystem for what they call asynchronous communication.
Asynchronous communication, for those who might not be familiar with that term.
It's basically a fancy way of saying you can engage with information on your own time, at your own pace. So instead of everyone having to be present for a live meeting or presentation,
You can just watch a recording when it's convenient.
exactly. And you can pause it, rewind it, revisit sections as needed. Like, let's say you're teaching an online coding course and you know there's this one concept that always trips students up. You could create a dedicated screencast for it, and then students can access it whenever they need that extra clarification.
Makes sense. No more waiting for the next live session or flooding your inbox with the same questions. I
Yeah.
like it.
And here's the really clever part. Watch and Learn integrates chat directly alongside these recordings. So it's not just a passive viewing experience. You can ask questions, share your thoughts, even have a whole conversation around the content.
Even if you're watching it a week later than everyone else.
Exactly. So it's like having this dedicated space for each nugget of knowledge where people can dive in, discuss, and really internalize the information. Way more engaging than just sending out a static video link, right?
Definitely. It taps into that human need for connection, even in a digital space. Plus, being able to discuss and debate information helps us understand it better. It's like that saying, two heads are better than one.
Totally. And speaking of engagement, this live stage feature is really interesting. And speaking of engagement, this live stage feature is really interesting. I'm curious to hear your take on this one because it seems like more than just a simple screen share.
It really is. It's more like, imagine having a virtual stage where you can seamlessly weave your pre-recorded Watch and Learn screencasts directly into a live meeting or presentation.
So no more fumbling with screen sharing or hoping everyone can see what you're pointing at.
Exactly. No more of that awkward, can everyone see my screen dance. Everyone is literally on the same page, viewing the same content, but it's all happening in a live environment.
That's huge, especially now with so much remote work and online learning. Keeps everyone on track, minimizes confusion. But what really caught my eye was how Watch and Learn takes audience interaction a step further.
You're talking about the two-way communication features, the comments and such.
Yes. It's one thing to be able to leave a comment on a video, but Watch and Learn offers a whole suite of options. It's kind of amazing.
It is pretty impressive. Viewers can add timestamp text comments, drop in voice notes, even record video replies. It's like it really creates a multifaceted conversation around the content.
It's almost like having a back and forth dialogue, even if you're not watching at the same time. And this might seem like a small detail, but I think it's incredibly powerful. It shifts the dynamic from passive consumption to active engagement.
And that's where the real learning happens, right? Instead of simply absorbing information, viewers are encouraged to process it, ask questions, and share their own perspectives.
Imagine, for instance, you're a sales rep who just gave a product demo using Watch and Learn. Instead of sending a follow-up email and hoping for the best, your potential client can rewatch specific sections, leave time-stamped questions, or even record a video response outlining their concerns.
You're creating a direct line of communication, which is invaluable in any field, but especially in sales or client-facing roles. It fosters a sense of trust and transparency.
And from a content creator standpoint, you're getting incredibly valuable feedback that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Absolutely. Those comments, voice notes, video replies, they're all nuggets of insight that can help you refine your message, address confusion, and make your content even stronger.
It really drives home the point that Watch and Learn is more than just a tool, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a different way of thinking about communication.
It's about facilitating deeper, more meaningful communication. And that's something that resonates across all sorts of fields, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's not niche at all. The beauty of this platform is its versatility.
Yeah.
Those core features, the screen recording, the live interaction, the feedback mechanisms, they're all relevant, whether you're like teaching a class, closing a deal, or just trying to get your point across more effectively.
It's like they've taken the best aspects of in-person communication, that back and forth, that ability to kind of read the room and adjust accordingly, and somehow translated it into a digital format.
Right. Not easy to do.
Which is no easy feat.
It isn't. It really speaks to this growing need for solutions that bridge the gap between, well, the physical and digital world.
And that's only becoming more important as remote work and online learning continue to, you know, become more and more popular.
Exactly.
Okay, so to bring it back to our listeners, many of whom are, you know, always looking for ways to up their game, share their expertise, connect with their audiences more effectively.
Right.
What's the main takeaway here? What's the so what of Watch and Learn?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is this. Watch and Learn isn't just about making screen recordings. It's about transforming the way we share knowledge and build connections in a digital world.
It's about moving beyond static content and creating those truly engaging learning experiences.
Yes, exactly.
And from what we've seen, it seems like they've really thought about the user experience, you know, making it easy to get started, intuitive to use, and accessible on a variety of devices.
For sure. And that's crucial if you want people to actually use it, right?
Absolutely. We've only scratched the surface today, but I hope this deep dive has given you a sense of what Watch and Learn is all about. Maybe spark some ideas for how you might use it.
Definitely.
Whether you're a teacher, a trainer, a sales professional, or simply someone who values clear and effective communication, this platform has something to offer.
100%. And don't forget, the best way to really wrap your head around it is to just dive in and explore it for yourself.
Exactly. You can find Watch and Learn on the App Store, Google Play, and as that handy Chrome extension we mentioned earlier.
Super easy to find.
All the links are in our show notes.
Yeah.
So go ahead, download it, play around with it, and see how it can transform the way you connect with your audience.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
And here's a final thought to leave you with as you embark on your Watch and Learn journey. Think about how you can use those interactive elements, the comments, the voice notes, the video replies, to foster a sense of community and shared learning. Because at the end of the day, knowledge is most powerful when it's shared and discussed right.
Beautifully said. It's not just about talking at your audience. It's about creating a space for dialogue, collaboration, and mutual understanding.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains engaged and those connections strong.